What's going on, Scarlett?
Oh, nothing much.
Yeah, you're cold over there?
Freezing.
Yeah, that's probably makes sense, you know?
Yeah.
But bright side is, you know, at least your feet are going to warm up pretty quick. You know what I mean?
They're warming up.
They're warming
up. I'm getting a little a little nervous.
A little nervous, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a little sweating a bit.
Scarlett, tell me about how you liking the, let's just check in on that gem. What's going on with that gem?
So everyone loves me and my gem, so fuck off.
Everyone does. Yeah. The poll that you did had unanimous votes of super cool.
Yep, not one person said it was lame. Nope.
Yeah, okay. Okay, because I could have sworn that I saw a different reality.
Maybe you were seeing someone else's poll.
Because I kept asking Scarlett to see the poll. Scarlett, can I see the poll? And she kept saying, no, it's fine. Like, it's fine. You don't need to see it. And then finally, I saw her on OnlyFans on her phone. I ran over and grabbed her phone. I ran away. And I saw that the results were varied. You know what I mean? They were definitely leaning towards, it's really cool and I like it. But that's also a bunch of, you know, subs and slaves who are just like, you know, you could put a tattoo on your forehead that says weenie and they'd be like, oh my god, Scarlett, it's so beautiful, I love it, it looks so good, weener is spelled so nice, like, I mean, they're just, you know, they're what's the word, Jay, what are they called,
simp,
thank you, sir. Yeah, the simps, you know, a bunch simps. Of simpies, you know. And then there were the real ones, the homies, as I would refer to them as, that were like, yeah, why, you know. And even you, a few times, have been like, yeah, I don't know why I got this, you know.
Whatever.
You know, you win some and you lose some. I barely notice it. Yeah, exactly. The only time I notice it is in when it's really bright out.
And it shines.
Just, it hits me in the eye and I'm like, fuck, what the hell was that? That or when you're like talking to me, big conversation, I think it's food. And I genuinely do think it's food about 50% of the time. Then I'm like, oh no, she's just stupid. She got a gem in her tooth. You know what I mean?
What if I had gotten like a gold butterfly?
On your tooth?
Yeah.
Then I'd say that you're fucking stupid for getting a gold butterfly on your tooth.
I think putting anything
on your tooth, in my opinion, is just mentally disabled or challenged. You know what I mean? Like, that's something that somebody, they should take you to like some type of facility, sit you down and be like, what's going on? Like, are you okay in this world? Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, I think that there's...
Is there anything else you wanted to talk about?
I mean, no. I mean, I think that you should be locked up for what you've done. I still think that you need to watch the show The Penguin, because that shit's fucking fire. I don't know if Jay's watching that, but that shit's fucking phenomenal. So there's that. What else is going on with you, dog?
Not much. I'm very cold, tired. Got like 3 hours of sleep. Very tired.
I saw you won that Eagles helmet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
you won AJ Brown. That's pretty cool. And then
thanks.
You won the... you won... Yeah, a lot of cool stuff going on. I can't remember the other one. Tennessee Titans. You won the Tennessee Titans, but you traded that one away.
For the Seahawks.
So, for your Seahawks. For your daddy.
Ew, sorry.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. You know, what are you doing?
I don't know.
This Thursday, we have Nina Alder coming with Kate Austin, and that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to that shoot. I've watched a couple of her videos from Ramon. What is it called?
Ramon's Faithful.
Ramon's Faithful. You know, he's a cool cat.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked with him a few times. We're thinking about going out there and working with them in next year. You know, that'd be cool. Make a nice little appearance on there.
Ow.
What?
She's biting my feet.
She's biting you? Yeah. Yeah, sorry. If you go on clipsforsale.com, you can find this podcast being filmed as Kate Austin is below the table worshiping Scarlett's feet right now.
I didn't look at the camera angle before you hit record. Are our faces in it?
Our faces are not in it.
Okay. Because I didn't put
it's
makeup
just
on.
Our,
well, not that
just,
I do anyway, but...
It's just our feet.
I look like
Fetish
dead
Nature
snail right now.
Podcast sign and all of Kate Austin so that they can really see her getting them feet. Yeah, you know
I mean? I know. She just...
Let us know, guys.
I
do you
she's
like?
Hungry.
Do you like seeing the video of our podcast? Even though this isn't the real... I forgot. Jake Paul versus Tyson. When is that
I know.
Fight?
It's on Friday at 8.
Ooh, so we'll be at...
We'll
be at my brother's for that. Okay, cool. So that's fun. He better have Netflix.
I'm sure he has Netflix.
We're going to have to buy Netflix for him.
I'm sure he has Netflix.
Yeah, I mean, remind me. Make a note of that. Make a note of that, Jay. I got to text him after this and see what's going on with that. Yeah, not much else. The episode for today is questions that you guys came up with over the last couple of months in the Discord. I myself put out a poll to come up with questions, and you guys came up with some questions. So we have 30 questions that Scarlett's going to be asking me, and I'll be responding and reading my answer to them. So without further ado, let's get started, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys? We're back with another episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. Join with me today, as always, is the beautiful Scarlett Faye.
What up, dog?
Today, Scarlett
don't laugh
will,
at me.
Today, Scarlett will be asking me a series of questions about all the girls from Fetish Nature. So please sit back, relax, and get ready for some laughing, bickering, and a whole lot of rambling.
So I'm actually a little excited because I feel like I get to actually speak this podcast.
Yeah.
I'm well, sure I'm going
to
be.
Well, oh, you get to here ask. We go. You get to here ask. We go. You get to ask questions.
Yeah, but
yeah, I mean,
a lot of the times I'm just sitting here, just like staring off into the distance because I know you're just going to interrupt me, just like you just did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Proved yourself again. Yeah. All right.
Well, go on.
No, go on. Go on.
Back to it. Back to it. What are you doing?
Okay. Question number one. Who has the nicest behind? Out of all the girls,
Celine off the rip. I mean, Celine's booty.
I can agree with that.
Was fantastic. Yeah, I mean. I'll be honest, Celine has a very nice butt. You have a very nice butt.
Thank you.
Honestly, Kate Austin has a very nice butt. Most of the butts are pretty nice. You know, Zoe's got a nice booty. But like, as far as like purely just like sit on my face for a couple days and I'll be chilling, probably Celine.
Yeah.
Probably Celine. Yeah. Yours is very hard to breathe under because it's, I would define it as just like, I mean, you know how to sit on me though, specifically.
Yeah.
So, like, you can take away my ability to breathe really easy. You know what I mean? But yeah, that, I think that would I would go with Mr. Celine, who we're excited to work with again. And we'll probably be reaching out to have her come up again very soon.
Yeah, she was good.
Yeah.
She was good to work with.
Next question.
Next question. Who has the nicest feet? And I already know the answer to that. It's me.
No. probably. I didn't see Celine's feet. I didn't see a couple girls' feet, but Kate Austin's feet are very nice. I mean, she does foot fetish content. So
her toes are very long and bony.
They are, yeah. We can see them right now because she's down there worshiping feet, but she just stuck her feet up for us. I would say, yeah, I would say that she has probably the nicest feet.
I think Cynthia's feet are nice.
Cynthia? What was it? Autumn Bodell? Autumn Bodell had really nice feet too, right?
I don't remember.
I think Autumn had really nice feet.
I think I've only worked with her once, so, but I've worked with Cynthia a lot of times, so I remember her feet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't remember anyone else's feet because I don't work with them that much.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. So I'd say, I think as from what, and we just booked Autumn for, well, we have her coming in December, and then I booked her again for January. So we'll be able to find out in December how nice her feet are, you know.
We'll have to remember.
Yeah. Maybe I'll hire Kate Austin to come up for that day as well. And we'll have Kate
a
worshiping.
Big party.
We'll have Kate worship all three of you guys' feet at the same time. That'd be fun. You know.
Ooh.
All right, back to work. What are you doing?
I'm so cold. Okay. Number three, whose farts smell the worst?
So this is funny because before it was Athena Red and Mel Got the Milk. But I can tell you just straight up. I mean, besides Kate Austin diarrheaing on my face last week, I would say that it has to be Cynthia. Cynthia B's farts. There's a video on Clips for Sale. There's two of them where Cynthia B is hooking up with Carmella Stone while sitting on my face. And in both of those two videos, the farts were so horrific that for the first time ever, when we went to go film the third one of them making out sitting on me, I was like, no farts. Like, please, like, spare me this. Like, they were fucking gnarly. I mean, even Carmella, those were 10-minute videos, and they were hard to film because we had to make a lot of cuts because just Carmella kept dying at how bad they smelled. You were dying behind the camera at how bad they smelled. Like, we were just, everybody was dying. And I'm just, like, face first in this ass, and it's just blasting me in the face. Like, I have a fart fetish, but I have my limits, damn it, you know? Like, that shit was fucking crazy, you know? Next question.
Okay. Whose butt do you want to come back and sit on you the most?
All right, so you skipped a question, but that's okay.
Oh, I'll go back to it. Sorry.
I'll do that one.
Okay.
Whose butt do you want to come back and sit on? Oh, fucking Celine. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah. Easy peasy.
See, Celine's fantastic. Yeah, I mean. Did you feel the same comfort that I was feeling?
It was comfortable, but it was like you said, it's hard to breathe.
Though, too.
It's hard to breathe under my butt. It was hard to breathe under her butt.
Well, she's very good.
Yeah.
She's very good. Definitely. Yeah. I mean, I did time smother with her, and that was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, she was cool.
Whose farts smell the best? Mine.
No. Whose farts smell the best? So that's like a, it's a loaded question. It's hard to answer because we work with these models so many different times that their farts smell different every time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Only like certain models like Athena have like, for some reason, they smell the same every time, you know? I used to like Cynthia's the best, and now I can tell you that Cynthia's are the worst. I used to like Kate Austin's the best, and now they just smell like diarrhea. I used to like Scarlett's the best, and now I've taken so many of Scarlett's farts that I'm like, you know, you never know what you're going to get. It's like, you know, that box of chocolate from that movie. You know, you never know what you're going to get. Forrest Gump, you know what I'm saying? So I don't think I can technically give a definitive answer for that. But, you know, I would just say it ranges. You know what I mean? It changes over time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's different every day.
It's different every day, yeah. It depends on what they eat, different shit like that.
whose butt smells the best without farts?
Without farts, whose butt smells the best? Probably yours.
Oh, I won one.
I would probably say yours. To be honest, Sabrina's wasn't bad. I did a butt sniffing video with her a while back. Hers wasn't bad when she wasn't diarrheaing juices out of her anus. It's wasn't just bad, liquid. But I would say you. And I definitely smelled yours the most. But like yours, you know what I mean, like that's home for me. I mean, that's like going home. So I would probably say yours. You know what I mean?
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Breast cancer. Well, shout out to Sabrina.
Breast
cancer.
She doesn't have breast cancer, by the way. We did a video of her farting on my face, actually sharting on my face.
I think we talked about this.
We did, but just earlier shout episode. Out, just to call it out. Yeah, I mean,
every time I think of
she
Sabrina,
was jamming to a song. She was jamming cancer. To a song while farting and sharting on my face. And in the middle of the video, she decided to say one word from the song out loud, and it was breast cancer. And we just both started dying laughing.
Oh God, whose feet taste the best?
I'm trying to think. I've only tasted, let's see, Scarlett's feet, Kate's feet, and
Carmella's
feet. And I would just say feet taste the same. I don't have a foot fetish. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they're all salty and juicy. I can't technically give a definitive answer for that either. You know what I mean, but I will start. We're going to start leaning into foot fetish lightly. So, like, I'll start tasting every girl's feet so I can give a better answer for that and see if feet do have a different taste.
Who has more lint?
Who has more lint? Yeah.
More feet.
I just saw a video on Ramon's Faceful of Nina's feet, and her feet are very yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm curious if that changes the taste. Yeah. So, I'm curious if that's like, oh, these ones taste like cheese. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I'm very curious to see.
Okay. Your personal preference, what's the best type of video to film?
The best type of video, personal preference. So, like, obviously, I have a fart fetish, but my other biggest fetish is human furniture. I love human furniture. When you combine the two, forget about it. You know what I mean? And, like, Kate Austin does those fantastically. So, like, those just human furniture, and me and Scarlett did one the other day. It was fantastic. I loved it. So, like, with that, I can, last night, for instance, at about 3 a.m, I was just laying there watching something, and all of a sudden I found myself with a boner. And I was like, oh, let me go take care of this. But I wanted it to be quick, so I wanted to go back to bed because I knew we had a long day today. So I went into the room. I turned on, let's see which video, if I can give the exact. It was the one where you and Kate are hanging out, and Kate rips a fart, and you're like, that was disgusting. Like, let me get my fart slave in here. And then she just sits in my face, and you guys are just chatting. You know what I mean? And she's just ripping farts on me. I came in 30 seconds to that, and I was like, all right, cool. Now I go back to sleep, you know? So, like, that was, you know what I mean? That was a very good one. So, my personal favorite, and again, I just lay there. I don't have to do anything, you know? Those are the best. Those just like are yours best. Are probably, your favorite, probably Unaware Giantess. Like,
Unaware Giantess are the ones where I'm like laying in bed and pretending I'm sleeping and farting because I don't have to talk. And it's nice to have like a little.
Fantastico.
You know, video thrown in there where you just don't have to really do anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's like, okay. I'm working, but I'm not.
Yeah. So I would say that probably human furniture face farting are just top tier for me.
I'm trying to remember where I am. I should have a pen so I can cross them off so I don't get lost. Number nine. Whose asshole do you want to lick the most?
Let's see. I've licked your asshole and I've licked Cynthia's asshole. So if I had to pick another asshole to lick, I don't know. Because like Celine doesn't do nudes. So I don't think I'll ever lick her asshole.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. See, like Sabrina has a very nice asshole, but it's too dangerous.
Oh, you're already choking just thinking about it.
It is a dangerous
noose. And like you've mentioned this before. If she's like me, where she just doesn't give a fuck about your face, where everyone else is very apologetic if they accidentally shit on you, she would, if you were licking her ass and she had to fart, she wouldn't hold it back.
She wouldn't hold back.
She would let it rip, and there would probably be some liquid come out of that ass.
There would be liquid,
so and she would be like, why are you complaining? It's just liquid.
It's just liquid. Yeah. It's like the only way that I could even remotely do it is if she did like a 3-day cleanse and then, you know, empty out everything inside of her. And then it was the first thing that we filmed before we loaded her up with food so that she could fart for the rest of the day, you know? And, but like, I don't know. She's cool. You know, Nina Alder, I'm a big fan of her. I don't know. I like human furniture and face farting are my main fetishes. We're getting into ass licking because it's popular. I do like good butt licking, but I like to watch lesbian ass licking, not so much like guy ass licking.
Mm-hmm.
But you put out a poll on Twitter to see what people wanted to see more, and people wanted to see ass licking from, wanted to see men licking girls' assholes more.
I imagine it's kind of like they'd rather picture themselves be licking it than watching two girls.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah exactly. So, yeah.
So it does make sense. Are you okay?
I'm what's fine. Going on? Leave me alone.
You know what? I need to do real quick.
What's that?
And I have to ask everyone here. I want a taco so bad because we just keep talking about tacos in the last video.
Are you going to actually get tacos?
Right? I think I want to get tacos.
Taco Bell
or
Moe's?
Or
I'm going to do Moe's.
Moe's. I don't know.
I mean, I'm down for either. I was thinking about Taco Bell earlier.
I know.
Listening to you guys talk about the tacos in that video.
I
know.
That's why I was like, ooh, tacos.
I hope that the video we filmed earlier is our best-selling video ever. It won't be, but I hope it is, because I thought of that at 4 a.m. and I was like, this is a fucking, this is a master fucking plan right here. And also, Kate rips the most foul-smelling farts in that video, and she does not give a fuck. Kate Austin, and I'll bring this up to her next episode when we interview her, but and I was telling Scarlett about this. Kate's the only person that when a girl comes here and farts in my face, if I say to that girl, oh, wow, they smell rancid, they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. When I told Kate Austin that they smelled rancid one day, she got hype as fuck. She was
she was excited.
She was livid. She was hype. You know what I mean? And, like, when she diarrheaed on my face, there was no, like, hey, my bad. Like, oh, apologies. Like, she was like, oh, I shit myself, you know, and just, like, wandered off. And I was like, what? You know? So, like, she holds back zero, and people are gonna love her. Yeah, I mean for that. So I think that her OnlyFans and Clips for Sale page are gonna do very well. She's a fucking hoot to work with.
She's a hoot.
She's a hoot. Yeah, I mean, I just saw somebody else say that in an interview, like Trump or something.
Give a hoot.
I saw like a clip of Trump saying like, "Oh, they're a hoot," and I was like, "Did he just say fucking hoot?" You know, that shit cracks me up. Next question.
Next question. Whose face do you want to kiss the most?
Whose face do I want to kiss the most?
That's the question.
It's
a very odd question.
I mean, there's only one. Yeah, you know I mean, and that's Jay.
Cynthia.
Yeah, you know I mean, that's Jay. Yeah. No, it would be Scarlett. I don't want to kiss anyone's face.
You're not kissing my face.
Next question.
Get out of here. Who do you want to suck your feet the most?
Who do I want to suck my feet the most?
You got so excited.
Sabrina.
Cynthia.
Sabrina.
Oh, you want
Cynthia.
Her to...
Yeah, Sabrina.
Cynthia has Sabrina like those juicy lips.
Sabrina named me Pig, and she... when
Piggy.
She
called, Piggy. I forgot about that. Yeah,
I want Sabrina. And also just the fact that she always wears a mask, even in real life, 24-7, and she would just hate every second of it.
She would never.
Oh, my God. I know. I'd have to pay her bajillions to do it, and I'd be willing to talk. Yeah, I mean, I would love to have her lick my sweaty, nasty feet. I would not wash them for weeks.
I don't think she would do that.
You know? So without a doubt, yes. Sabrina Blue.
Sabrina Blue.
Yeah.
If you could have me do one thing, what would it be and why? And I'm assuming that's related to making content.
Like, if I could have you what?
If you could have me do one thing, what would it be and why?
And If I could have you do one thing, I think I would want you to do. See, like it'd be fun to watch you lick feet because you hate feet.
And, I would never.
I don't have a foot fetish, but like.
You just want to see me suffer?
Cool, yeah, thanks. Exactly. I don't know. I think I would want to watch you maybe lick a butthole. You know, that'd be cool. I would never do that. Maybe take farts bare ass to your face. You know what I mean?
I would never do that.
That would be cool. I think number one, and it would be the most potentially possible at any point in time, would be you a timed face-sitting smother in a thong. Like a girl in a thong sitting on your face would be probably like my favorite.
Well, we could talk about that. Can't be a G-string.
Yeah, but we could
something to out, make sure. The reason that I don't do naked or G-strings or anything like that is because I'm worried about the shit. Mm-hmm. And for you
don't want to get pooped
you're
on.
Just sensitive. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying, smother. So there wouldn't even be farts. You know what I mean? It'd be a non-fart. We would get somebody we could trust, like Sabrina.
Right.
Yeah, you know I mean? Put her in a thong. Yeah, you know I mean?
I can trust her.
Yeah, nobody could trust Sabrina. She's very sneaky, you know? So you got those sneaky farts.
Yeah, just I think I'm just worried that if something happened that grossed me out, then I wouldn't want to do it anymore. And I don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I feel that.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Because some gross stuff has happened, like, to other girls. Like, Cynthia, for instance. That one time, we were doing the mouth farts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And a little splooge got in her mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And she just, like...
She's like, no,
okay, like, you're good, keep going. And I'm like,
you're like, do you want to brush your teeth? She's like, no, I'm fine. It's whatever.
Yeah, I was like, if that happened to me, I think I would.
Yeah, you'd die.
I would.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't think I could. I'd be like traumatized.
Jay, how we doing on time? We all right? Good. Cool.
Oh my gosh.
Next question.
Okay. If you had to let one of the girls shit on you, who would it be?
Hmm. If I had to let one of the girls shit on me? I don't love that question.
I mean, basically every girl already has shat on you, so...
Yeah, most of them have. But, like, if we're talking, like, me in the toilet thing, you know what I mean? And they're, like, above me shitting on me.
Oh, like an actual shit video?
Yeah, like an actual shit video. I mean, I guess it really doesn't matter, you know what I mean? But, like, I wouldn't want it to be you, because, like... You're my wife and I have to look at you every day and I don't want to look at you and think of like, oh yeah, she pooped on me. You know what I mean? And every time I would look at your butthole, I'd be like, nah, you know what I mean? So like, it wouldn't be you. It'd probably be like, I'd go with either Celine or Cynthia because they're small. So I feel like their poopies can't be too bad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But like, until obviously, I mean, I've been wrong before, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, they both have had, I mean, Celine's farts were fucking vile and so were Cynthia's last week. So. Yeah, I mean, it changes up. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know. You know what I mean? I do not know. I would probably go Celine or Cynthia. You know what I mean?
Celine or Cynthia. All right. Would you ever lick Sabrina Blue's asshole?
There has been way too much talk on that. I've gotten 4 messages since we put out those ass-licking videos on my OnlyFans of people asking me, hey,
and Sabrina's gotten you... them too.
So, yeah, people are asking Sabrina, which makes me feel terrified that it's probably going to happen. And like I said, would I do it? Yes. Would I? I mean, I would need every precaution taken.
Yeah.
I would need, you know, Scarlett, like, standing nearby with a baton ready to bash Sabrina if she sees Sabrina's face change from normal face to poop face. Poop face is that face that you make when you're pushing out a fart, you know? So, like, just I would need all the precautions taken. And, like, yeah, I'm sure it'd be a great video. And, like, but the problem is do people want to see me lick her asshole or do people want to see me lick her farting asshole? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that's what people want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, sure, I could lick her asshole all day long, but if she's not farting, are people gonna want to see that? You know what I mean?
Right.
So, like, that's my question. And she
would you do it if she was farting? Because you know, it's not even a doubt. There's a 100% chance that something will come out of that ass.
I wouldn't do it with her farting. It's too dangerous. You know what I mean? I'm just not into scat play. And that is, I mean, there is no question of scat play. The only way that I would potentially do it is... when she farts on her stomach, we did a mouth farting video with her bare ass, and she farted in my mouth like whatever, 20 times, and there was no juices. So, like, when she's sitting, there is juice coming out. When she's in a position that is even near a shitting position, then shit comes out. So, like,
she just can't drink her green juice before she comes over. She can't drink her green juice.
We'd have to film all day and me see proof that she's not shitting herself for me to even consider doing that video. Yeah. You know what I mean? That next question, because it's just grossing me out. I hope there's not more Sabrina Blue ass licking questions, because that's already too many. What the fuck?
If you could sit bare ass on one of the girls' faces, who would it be?
If I could sit bare ass on one of the girls' faces, it'd probably be either Kate, because Kate has already had my ass on her face, so I don't want to be a dick to anybody else, you know what I mean? And I feel like she could take it. Mm-hmm. Oh, I just saw an ad for the new season of Arcane. Oh my God, that's going to be so good. It's out. Oh, you started it? Oh my God.
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone.
Ad's gone.
Great show. But what were we talking about? You said that you wanted to rewatch season one because you said you don't remember anything that happened in season
one. I don't remember nothing of anything.
Yeah, your memory.
If a new season comes out of anything, I have to rewatch because I'm like, I don't remember any of it.
It's been like 2 or 3 years since the first season. But the first season was 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. So, like, so good. It's so fucking good.
Yeah, I don't
remember. It's like Invincible. It's just phenomenal. You watch Invincible, right? Yeah, good man. What question are we on here? What did you ask me? Who would I sit on? Bare ass. Look, Sabrina, I'd love to sit on her face bare ass because she would hate it and I would love that. And she's done terrible things to me, so I would love to do a terrible thing to her. Again, I wouldn't do it to you because I respect you and I love you. Kate Austin, because, you know, it'd be funny and, you know, I'm down with that. And she's already taken, I've seen her take men in thongs sitting on her face. So, yeah, I mean, what's one more layer per se? But like my ass is nasty. I would definitely shower and clean my ass before I go into that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What's your next question?
Next question is, what do you want? Oh, nope, it's not what do you want. Who do you want to suck your feet the most?
Didn't you ask that?
I don't think so.
And I said Sabrina.
Wait, did I ask that? Oh my God. Wait. How did I ask that though? Because that's the next question.
I don't know. Skip that one. Again, Sabrina Blue, because it'd be funny.
Oh, yeah. No, it's on here twice. Whose feet do you want to suck that you haven't yet? Oh, no. Boy, I have no idea what's going on.
That's all right. Just next.
Who do you want to suck your feet the most? Yep. Mm-hmm. That's on here twice. Do you like being a dom or a sub more? Domed as like a joke, I feel like, and then you started doming.
I started doming seriously with Kate, yeah. And it's, look, it's fantastic. It's phenomenal. Yeah, I mean, I loved it. I love every second of it.
There was a little wheeze in that. You need to hit your inhaler. Apologies, because I know you're going to keep that in there.
Oh, fuck yeah, I'm going to keep that in there.
You like when people can hear you cough and clear your throat.
It's all the farts. You know, it's all the farts. They're taking a toll on your boy. They're taking a toll on your boy, Daxie. You know? look, you know, I don't know. Like, being a sub is cool, you know? I like being a sub when there's multiple girls. Mm-hmm. I love that. You know what I mean? Like, I like the taste tests, the guess who's are some of my favorite ones to do. I like to see if I can figure out whose fart is that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bring me a lot of joy. Human furniture ones where I'm a couch, you know what I mean? Those are a lot of fun with multiple girls. But, like, domination, like, making Kate lick my feet or when I sit on her face, shit's a fucking blast, you know what I mean? Separating the cheeks, you know what I mean? Getting her nose right in there and know that she's smelling hell right now. That shit cracks me the fuck up. You know what I mean? I would say I like being a dom. It's fucking grand, you know what I mean?
Which scares me because, like, it's really fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, it's one thing for girls to sit on your face. I think that's funny.
Yeah.
When, like, we destroy your face or bounce on your nose and you're just, like, red in the face and all that stuff. I think that's funny. But you sitting on a girl's face, I think that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That you get so into it and you're just, like, separate the cheeks. And it's like, dude, you're disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
You're disgusting.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Yeah.
And the fact that you don't feel bad about it.
Not at
that's
all.
Disgusting.
Not at all.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Next question.
Next question.
Next question.
What's your favorite position to be farted or sat on? I feel like you really like the human furniture with legs on your stomach.
Legs on my stomach, yeah. So with legs on my stomach, I can lay there. I can fall asleep. I can literally go to sleep and wake up.
Well, there was that one video we did where I was getting scared because I thought you passed out because you didn't move. Yeah. And then Cynthia got up and you were just like, hey, guys. I was like, oh, my. I was having a heart attack. I was like, I think he passed out. Because she hasn't moved her ass. Can he breathe? Mm-hmm. I was freaking out. But I was like, I don't want to hit pause, though, because I don't want to have them stop.
Yeah.
So do I care about Dax or do I care about
So, like, especially content? With somebody like Cynthia, who weighs, like, 90 fucking pounds, when she's sitting on my face in that human fire position, I forget that she's there and I can go to sleep. And, like, in my opinion, the best way to fall asleep in the world is falling asleep either on a butt or under in a butt. You know what I mean? So like,
it's like a weighted blanket.
It's cool because like one, it's comfortable. Two, it's heaven. Three, it's, you know, you get to wake up to that. Yeah, you know I mean, it's glorious. Yeah, you know I mean, I would 10 out of 10 highly recommend anyone to do that, even if you have to hire a hooker. You know,
well, give I it, don't know STDs.
Give it a try. All. Well, throw her in a pair of leggings. Yeah, you know,
definitely cover that shit up.
Put her in some jammy jams. You know,
what's the most dangerous farting duo?
What a great question, whoever the fuck asked that. It's a good fucking question. Let's see. So, the greatest face-sitting duo, like a dangerous one, is Constance and Scarlett. Because Constance, we learned quickly that she holds no holds barred.
Right.
She just fucking goes all out and just destroys whoever's under anything of her ace. And if it's me that's the sub, Scarlett already does that. So, having two people like that, it's tough. Mm-hmm. If it's farts, it's Scarlett and Sabrina Blue because they both do not give two flying fucks about what comes out of their ace. You know what I mean?
So like whoever I'm with, if they're more like pulled back and apologetic, I'm not, but I'm more conservative, you know? But with Sabrina, she doesn't give a fuck and I feed off that energy.
Yeah.
And when she like sharts in her pants and she just keeps going and you're like, it's wet, it's mushy, get off, and she's just like bouncing on your face, I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, that's just nice.
So I can feed off anyone's vibes. I can go with the flow.
Yeah, I feel that. You know.
Yeah. Top three worst tasting farts from models.
Top three worst tasting farts from models. So like, again, a list that changes all the time, but right now top three in order is Cynthia B from that video, from the two, honestly, the human furniture one. She's in blue leggings. That shit was tough too. Oh my God. They're so juicy and wet. And there was the video where she farted 100 times on my face. I think it was 100. It was at least, you know, 98, you know, it was crazy. I mean, that was just awful. I couldn't get a fair breath in, you know, because sometimes you try and get a fresh breath. And with that one, there was no fresh breath at all. Fresh breath. Yeah, I mean, it's just fucking gnarly.
Nothing.
You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I would go Cynthia probably right now. The current standings is Cynthia, then Kate, and then I don't know, probably you. You know, because you're in and out. Yours the other night in that 20-minute video that we did was fucking. That shit was tough. Some tough forts, you know.
Well, it's probably because. I feel like there's like the reason they smell bad is like because I haven't taken a shit yet. And then you can kind of smell the shit instead of like food, I guess.
So funny enough, I just had this conversation with one of my buddies, a woof. Mm-hmm. We talked about how he said that what do the girls like fart? I was in Discord with him. He farted and he was like, God, this smells like the worst thing in the world, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, bro, you don't know what the worst thing in the world smells like. And he was like, bro, I can assure you my fart's pretty bad. I was like, bro, women keep their poop in their butt for 6 days and then the farts that come out of them have been fermenting for days and they hold in their farts. So I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. Like, you think that your farts are bad? No. Women produce the nastiest farts that you can possibly imagine. Like, you threw up from... What was that? Sabrina's farts? You were dying in the other room, gagging. You know what I mean?
That was a long time ago.
And you weren't even in the room. You know what I mean? You were in a separate room dying from that. You know what I mean? Like, girls' farts are horrific. Man, I've had farts where I'm like, ooh, that's bad. But I've never had a fart where I've been like, oh, that's worse than Sabrina's. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, a lot of the times when you fart, like, it's like, it smells like food. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it smells pretty rank. Yeah, my farts
smell like Wendy's.
But yeah, like...
Where girls' farts smell like sewage. Raw...
sewage. Yeah, there's like sometimes it's this was like peas. Sometimes it smells like raw sewage.
Oh, that's raw peas in sewage.
Yeah, raw peas in raw sewage.
Yeah.
Doing, man. But the fish ones from. I can't even. We don't even work with her anymore, so I can't even remember her freaking name.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Doing. Who are you talking about? Athena?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Athena, thanks.
But Athena smell like, again, just toxic. Like, not good. You know?
It has a distinct smell. Like, a lot of the times, I feel like you can, like, sometimes they change smell, and it depends on what you eat and, if you've shat or not. Hers just always smelled like nasty, fishy, old sewage tacos. And it was nasty, and it wasn't, like, contained. They would spread. So whoever was in the vicinity would fucking smell it, and it was disgusting.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So, like, even though we haven't worked with her in a while, and we won't be working with her, I still won't ever forget the way her fucking nasty ass smelled.
That's a fact right there.
Yeah.
Next question.
Next question.
What question are we on? What number?
21.
Nice.
Who? Oh, nope. Just kidding. 22. How long could you survive on a fart-only diet?
3 days.
3 days?
Next question.
Okay. What do you prefer with a butt? Plump, wide, tight?
Plump. I like to feel... I like the cheeks to be separated and pressed around my whole face. Nothing's better than a naked ass, a little sticky, separated, and then pressed against the whole face, covering the eyes, the nose, both the cheeks, just like being fully submerged in the ass. And you do it the best thus far. I mean, it is just... When I'm on the bed with my head hanging off the side and you separate and sit, I mean, it just brings back memories of the last 10 years of just glorious.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like OG before we started making content. That's my OG shit.
That was how we filmed the most of our videos back when, or just when, I mean, doing, you know, but that's the top. That's boobs right there. I mean, that's fire. Yeah, that's titties. That's the bee's knees. Okay. You know what I mean? The camel's, the llama's pajamas, the cat's ass, if you will see. Yeah, I mean, next question.
Okay. What are your thoughts on boobies?
Don't like
and
them.
I like that it says boobies, not boobies.
I don't like boobs. I don't give a fuck about boobs.
Boobalas.
You know what I mean? I see some nice boobs. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, those are some nice boobs. My only newfound love for boobs are if I'm sitting on a girl's face, I'll grab the boobs like handles, you know? And that's cool. And
say that again? You'll grow. Oh, as grab, handles. As handles,
yeah, that's cool. So my favorite type of... For anyone that doesn't know, my three favorite videos to watch is face farting, human furniture, and blowjobs. And there's a deep throat guy that does like the best. Like he lays the girl flat on her back on a table and hangs her head off, and she'll be fully nude. And then he'll grab her titties and he'll just thrust back and forth. You know what I mean? And I like it when the penis doesn't leave the mouth at any point in time. And like he does those, and when he grabs them titties, it's just like, welcome to Jizztown, sir. You know what I mean? Because I've just made my entry. You know, that's my favorite.
Would you rather lick a butt, sniff a butt, or be sat on? Can I guess? Be sat on.
Be sat on.
Yeah.
I like sniffing butts.
You like all the stuff.
I like all of it, yeah. But, I like sniffing butts a lot, you know what I mean? But it depends on the butt, you know what I mean? And what the butt's been through that day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Next question.
Okay, this question is in tiny, tiny lettering, so just give me a second. I'm going to name a name. You sniff, lick, or sit. You say sniff, lick, or sit. Sorry, it's so tiny for some reason.
Now, are these celebrities or are these like girls from Fetish Nature? Or are they both?
Ooh, I think I'm going to do both.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going to say if you would sniff, lick, or sit.
Okay. If I would have them sniff, if I would sniff their butthole, lick their butthole.
Yes.
Or have them sit on my face.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm going to name as many as I can, but again, you know what I mean? Pressure. Brain
memory
melting
goldfish.
Okay, I'm gonna start out strong with Scarlett Johansson.
I would live inside.
Well, that's not one of the
shrink me down, shove me in, then I'll just live there for a couple years.
Sniff, you know what I mean? Lick, or sit.
Come out, check. I'll come out like this.
Hello, go back in.
Yeah, right back in, you know. No, I would lick her butthole. Her butthole is phenomenal.
So are we saying like, okay, so sit is like the least intense.
The least
so
intense,
it's like,
yeah.
I don't know if I really want to get in there, but like, I'll let you sit on me.
Well, I would say sniff is like that, because if they're sitting on you when they move or lift up slightly, you're getting your sniffs in. You know what I mean? Lick is like, wow, you really like that butthole.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, so we're ranking them.
So lick is you really want to get in there. Sit is like, Yeah, you're down for that. And okay. then sniff okay, is like,
I see. Like
you, you sniff is
just like a little sniff.
I'll okay. try it. I mean, maybe no. I'll lick it. Yeah, maybe okay. I'll get in there. You know what I'm saying? But let me get a taste first.
So it,
you know?
It goes sniff.
It's like when you go to the ice cream parlor and they're like, have a little bit of spoonful so of goes, chocolate, please.
Okay. Sniff, sit, lick.
Yeah.
That's what we're ranking. So yeah. low, medium, high.
Low, medium, high. Yeah.
Okay.
So Scarlett Johansson, lick.
All right. Sabrina Blue.
Sniff.
I knew you were going to say that. Yeah, you know? We staying far away from that ace.
Sniff.
You know? She ain't sitting on my face.
Sniff. You know?
All right. Our producer Jay.
Oh, that's mean. Oh, that's mean. That's mean. You can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I
don't roll. I don't roll that way. You know, I don't.
You
roll
wouldn't
that
just
way.
Give it a sniff.
Maybe a sniff.
Maybe a sniff.
Maybe a sniff. You know. Next question.
Me.
Sit.
What? You wouldn't lick that ass?
No, I've seen what that ass can do. I've seen it. You shit with the door wide open. I've seen that. I've seen that ass in action. Yeah, I mean, I've seen foot-long turds from that ass.
Yeah, you've shit, that shit.
You've shit before in the toilet and then came and got me and been like, homie, you gotta come see this.
Yeah, because sometimes they're really long.
They're really long. Yeah, really thick, long logs.
Juicy little fuckers.
Juicy big fuckers, B. All right, next.
I'm trying to think of celebrities, but it's so hard off the top. Somebody that you know. Gal Gadot.
Oh, my God. She's the only one that beats Scarlett Johansson. Mm. Gal Gadot's number one for me. She's her dressed as Wonder Woman. She can shit in my mouth and I'll swallow it whole. She can do anything she wants to me. She is phenomenal. She can bleed on me and I hate blood. You know what I mean?
Ew.
You know, just whatever. You know, she, okay. she so lick, eat, all that. You know what I mean?
Cynthia.
Cynthia would be, I guess, lick because I've already licked. You know what I mean? There's not. I'm not gonna. Yeah, I mean, say
retract
from anything that I've done with her. Yeah, she's great. You know,
another celebrity. I'm trying to go like back and forth. Mm-hmm. The actress that plays Scarlet Witch.
Oh, lick.
Okay.
With most celebrities
What's
gonna be lick.
Do you know her name? What is it?
Elizabeth Olsen.
Elizabeth Olsen.
Yeah, she's a hot mama.
Okay. Celine, Mr. Celine.
Lick.
Okay.
So when she, in the video where she was on her stomach and I did pull down her pants and saw her bare ass and spread the cheeks and then got my face in there, she's a very nice pink butthole. If there was anybody that I would suggest doing nude content, I'd be like, yeah, I'm fine. I'd be like, Celine, you need to do nude content. Your butthole's phenomenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
She would make stupid money with shit. She's got a pristine pink butthole. Very nice, you know. No wheats, no cheeses. It's just a very beautiful little bottle.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. All right. Now, the Olsen made me think of somebody, and this could go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Kate Olsen.
Who that?
From Always Sunny.
Oh, see, I find myself very attracted to her, especially in the later seasons, because she, you know, they start to get money, so they start taking care of themselves more. So I think I would do sit. No, I would do lick because she doesn't have a big plump ass. So sitting with like these smaller bonier asses, it's not comfortable.
Yeah.
It hurts. Yeah.
There's no cushion.
So I think I would just lick because then I can just, spread them cheeks and just get in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she's got money. So her butthole's probably great.
Yeah.
Probably in good shape.
She probably gets
She's got stupid money now. Yeah. It's probably bleached, waxed. It's
professionally
probably very clean.
Cleaned.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Her farts probably smell like roses. So yeah, I would lick that. I would lick hers. Yeah.
All right.
Good curveball there. Yeah,
thanks.
That was smooth.
Yeah, I was like, that could go one of two ways.
Very smooth.
All right. Mel got the milk.
Sniff. Dangerous.
Dangerous?
Dangerous.
She's got a big booty.
Mm-hmm. She does have a very big, nice booty.
It's I don't remember.
It's very comfortable to be sat on, but it's hard to breathe.
I don't know if I got a whiff of her farts.
I don't know if you did.
In passing, but I don't remember if I don't have like a opinion on her farts.
The Dutch oven one that we did with her was so gnarly.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe.
So her farts are bad.
Her farts are bad, yeah.
Okay.
But she also just got off of a plane, like freshly from the airport.
I do remember you talking about
this. And
she
had like airplane food for the whole day.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, so that's going to be tough.
Traveling, probably didn't shit.
Exactly.
Okay, so celebrity.
Let's go to the next question.
Oh, okay. I was having fun with that
one. Do one more celebrity and then we'll go to the next one.
Okay, well, I don't really have one in mind, but... okay, I may have to show you a picture.
Okay.
Neve Campbell.
Is that secretly a man?
No, but I'll show you a picture.
Neve Campbell. Do, 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 do. Can't see.
Oh.
Are you talking about the girl from Scream?
Yeah, Sydney from Scream.
Sydney. I feel like I would go with Sit. I feel like I would go with Sit with her.
Okay, so that's in the middle.
You know? Yeah, because she's got not a small butt. You know, she's got a little booty in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. All right,
let's
go
next question. Okay. We got to get to Kate's interview.
Okay. If you could hire one girl that you've seen on Clips for Sale, who would it be and why?
If I could hire one girl from Clips for Sale, who would it be and why? Big fan of Kate True. She does blowjob porn. She's super hot. Jasmine Mendez. I've heard that she's kind of a bitch to talk to, though. But I mean, I would definitely I'm not going to judge somebody on anything. But I've heard that she's definitely that she's tough. But she's also a dom. So anybody who probably reached out and talked to her, that she probably was being a dom. Exactly. Probably Amira. You know what I mean, if I'm going with anyone, I'd probably go with Goddess Amira.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, the OG, the legend. No, you know what? I would go with Kelsey Obsession because I feel like Kelsey Obsession paved the way for face farting more than anybody else. I don't think she gets enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
She created a store with hundreds of girls farting in other girls' faces and other guys' faces. Like, she is the goat, the god. She, in my opinion, she's number one. And she's not super hot. She's not super fucking, yeah, I mean, her body isn't super amazing, but like, she paved the way like no one else did. So I tip my hat to her, the most respect to her. I would love to have her on. I would love to have her on the podcast. She's probably my dream.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure she would love to come on the podcast after you said she's not super hot and her body's not great.
Fuck. She's amazing. Next question.
Well, I wanted to say, we have to find this girl because you kept saying it was
Savannah Fox.
Oh, my but Lord. You showed me a picture of her and it's not who I'm thinking of. And we saw her in a video in passing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was
it. Jasmine Mendez?
We'll have to look at pictures. Huh. She was like very, very tiny, like petite, but with a bubble butt. She was light skinned. She had long. Light skinned.
So then it may have been Jasmine Mendez because Jasmine Mendez is light skinned. She has a huge, plumpy butt.
Very sexy. She was very skinny. With a bubble butt.
I'm excited. We're gonna find this later.
Yeah, I do because I remember I've never passed by a video and been like, oh my god, wait, stop. Mm-hmm. She is gorgeous. She is amazing.
Yeah.
Like I just by looking at her.
You see.
So yeah, we're gonna have to find out who that is that I saw because you kept saying it was Savannah Fox, but it wasn't. If you could sleep, this is the last question. I think. Wait. Just kidding. There's two pages. 30? I am so stupid. No. It's question 28. If you could sleep on one girl's bare ass, who would it be and why?
I mean, it would be Celine. I would fucking...
Are you kidding me?
I've already slept on your bare ass.
Okay, but you don't get to sleep on anyone else's bare ass.
Yeah, I do.
Get out of here.
Yeah, I do, Scar. Yes.
I let you do lots of things.
Yes, yes.
But you couldn't just say me? You couldn't just give me one thing?
Just
give me this one thing.
I would take Scarlett Faye.
Thank you.
I mean, and then I would take Celine.
No,
and
I would
spread her cheeks wide, shove my face right in there, and then just take a sleeping med and go to bed. Next question.
You need to start asking me questions so I can start saying stuff to you and be like, woman, no.
Woman, what they doing?
Yeah.
Back to work.
Would you rather lick Sabrina's farting asshole or be kicked in the nuts?
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, just hit my... See, I would
take... You don't want to be kicked in the nuts.
I would take lick her farting asshole because, I had kidney stones a couple years back and it kind of fucked up my sack. And, getting hit in the nuts is, 10 times worse than it used to be. So and getting kicked, that's fucking like a knee to the nuts is one thing, but a kick, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I think I'm one kick away from not being able to have kids. You know what I mean? You know, so I would lick her farting ass. Is that the last question?
No, there's one more.
What is it?
Have you have your rankings changed at all recently?
So my rankings, I assume this question is asking about where I would rank everyone's farts from Fetish Nature.
Correct.
No, I would say that the rankings for the farts, I guess they have. Number one right now is Cynthia B.
From worst.
Yeah, from worst to best is Cynthia B. I'm just going to keep Athena out of it. I would go Cynthia B, Sabrina Blue, Mel Got the Milk, Kate, Aston, Scarlet Fed put you in the middle because yours are sometimes my favorite and sometimes the worst.
Yeah.
And then I would have Zoe Rose, then Autumn Bodell, and then Celine. Because Celine's booty is so nice on your face that you can get over how bad they smell. Carmella Stone, probably after that, then Amber Love, and then I'm sure I'm forgetting seven people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Constance in there somewhere. I don't know, you know. Message me on OnlyFans. Message my OnlyFans is free. Message me on OnlyFans and ask, and I'll type out a whole thing, you know, or yeah. I'll post it on
give
there.
Give it like some actual maybe I'll give deep,
week,
deep thought.
Week updates, yeah.
Weekly updates yeah. with Dax. Sorry, I have to clear my throat for my close-up. So that was the last question. Oh my God, sorry. That was the last question. Thank you guys so much for tuning into today's episode of the Fetish Nature Podcast. We had a blast. I actually did this time. I actually got to speak a little bit.
You got to speak a bit, yeah.
Be sure to tune in next week for a deep dive into the amazing Kate Austin.
Yeah.
She's our new favorite. We work with her a lot. We love her, and we're super excited to talk with her and get you guys to get to know her as well as we do. Anything to add there, Daxie boy?
Well, one, I would like to thank Kate Austin for worshiping our feet this whole time. It's actually been really nice. Yeah. It's been really nice.
I actually haven't cringed too much.
It's felt like a massage. I think we should bring her back to do this every episode, yeah. to be honest.
Yeah, we should just hire her to come every day.
Every, yep.
Worship our feet.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
It's really nice. Yeah. I would say just the pickle, you know, keep an eye out for that pickle.
The pickle.
Keep an eye out for the pickle challenge. If you don't know what that is, go to our Twitter and look for the pinned message on Fetish Nature. Twitter.
I kind of already forgot about the pickle, even though he stares at me every day.
Right, he's looking right at you right there. Yeah,
I forgot about the pickle.
No, I think I'm all good. I'm all good. You know.
Well, you already did say something, so you can't say you're all good, but you can say that's all.
And that's all. And that's all.
You know? All right.
We hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Let us know if you watched this video from buying it from Clips for Sale, or if you listen to it on Spotify. You know, we enjoy you guys. Thank you very much. And remember, guys. Keep sniffing.
Bye.